This is Tanya with an article written by Heather about a climber with sight and hearing loss. A mum from Hampshire is aiming high by bidding to represent British paraclimbing in international competitions despite hearing loss and severe visual impairments. Teresa Osborne Bell, who is 41, took up indoor climbing in 2013 when a friend invited her to try a taster session at a local climbing wall. She recalls, quote, "There was someone on the ground talking me through it. Even though I couldn't see the holds when I was on the wall, I just fell in love with climbing. I've caught the climbing bug and hope to represent Great Britain internationally," unquote. Teresa, who was registered blind in 2008, also has severe hearing loss. Her sight issues were first spotted shortly after birth, when she was diagnosed with involuntary eye movement and severe short-sightedness. At 13, she was diagnosed with an inoperable cataract in her left eye, followed by another in her right several years later. And then, after the birth of her daughter 16 years ago, doctors diagnosed a rare condition called Leber congenital amaurosis that affects the retina. Since then, her sight has continued to decline, and she now has just 4% central vision and severely restricted peripheral vision. Teresa climbs with the aid of Bluetooth hearing aids and a friend on the ground. A friend holds Teresa's climbing rope and uses a phone to link to the hearing aids to explain where she can find the holds on the wall. Teresa explains, quote, "If the holds are within arm's reach, then I sweep my arms across trying to find them," unquote. Since 2016, Teresa has taken part in several competitions on walls in Manchester, Edinburgh, Newcastle and London. Her highest climb was at a charity event in 2016 when she climbed 180 metres. In competitions, climbers are graded according to the severity of their visual impairment. As in many areas of life, COVID put back Teresa's training, but she's now working hard and hopes to represent Great Britain abroad in the World Series.